Jerry Bader Show, 9:36. Do you recall? Oh, when was that? February 20th, this is late February. We shared much of the audio with you, and we posted the video at jerrybadershow.com. A guest lecturer in a freshman general ed course at University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, Jason's once proud alma mater. Are you still proud? You're not. Opened class in late February by attacking Governor Scott Walker and blaming the results of the 2010 election a white rage. Remember this? We played it for you. The context of 2010 was white rage. To be honest with you, white people having to pay for health care for blacks and browns and gays, said Ian Biddle Sr., current political and organizing director for SEIU Local 150, in a video obtained by Campus Reform. Like, you saw a bunch of American Pie hatred just bubble up. Racism was with the first black president. Like, you saw a bunch of American Pie hatred just bubble up, he told the students, in Individual and Society, a class that purports to examine how people influence and are affected by their social works from the perspectives of anthropology, psychology, sociology, and women's studies. He then went on and on Governor Walker. What you had, white, blue-collar males voting for Walker, even though Walker's policies are not for blue-collar white men, and it was just an anti-Walker, anti-Republican screed. Fortunately, in that class was Kyle Brooks, who holds a leadership position with the UW College Republicans. He's the secretary. Pulled out his iPhone or whatever, and he recorded it. And he posted it. And Campus Reform publicized it. I will tell you, the mainstream media in Wisconsin essentially ignored it. Nothing to see here. And I have friends in the mainstream media who I tried to get to cover this, and they didn't. There is a development. Now, this may have been reported elsewhere. I'm not aware of it. But this may have been reported elsewhere. In late March, actually last week, the 26th, it was about a week ago, the website Campus Reform updated this. They had a report last week on the response, and I learned of this, and I want to thank the folks at Wisconsin Media Check, wismediacheck.com. They made me aware of this. I had not otherwise seen this. And again, other shows may have covered this. I just didn't hear it. The University of Wisconsin-Whitewater has responded to that. To Kyle Brooks showing a completely one-sided political presentation in a public university. They have responded. You know, they have responded. They have reinforced the fact that you cannot videotape in classrooms, video record. Allow me just to read from some of this. UW-Whitewater has changed school policy after a student captured a video of a guest lecturer ranting about his hatred of Republicans. Not to prevent such lectures, but rather preventing them from being recorded and exposed. On March 11th, the Faculty Senate unanimously passed a resolution explicitly banning video recording in the classroom after the video, recorded by student Kyle Brooks and published by Campus Reform, gained national attention. Faculty need to assert our scholarly expertise and right of academia, freedom as, academic freedom, as the warning to be fair and balanced. Completely ignored the highly subjective and politicized implication of the phrase fair and balanced. Am I expected to waste time teaching Holocaust denial? That's what one teacher said. As you may know, there was an incident of a student making and sharing. So this is more quotes from this meeting where this vote was taken. As you may know, there was an incident of a student making and sharing on national media an unauthorized classroom video recording earlier this month, Associate Professor of History Nikki Mandel wrote in an email on March 13th. Faculty Senate resolution passed unanimously that reaffirms existing policy which prohibits recording in class without instructor approval, it continued. The school already had a policy banning recording in place unless you had an instructor's approval, but that policy did not have the language of video recording, the resolution clarified. According to Mandel's email, Chancellor Richard J. Telfer said the school would not issue a statement on the incident, but simply reminded instructors to keep a balanced perspective in the classroom. A comment Mandel, she's a professor, rejected. Listen to what she says. My editorial comment: faculty need to assert our scholarly expertise and right of academic freedom. As the warning to be fair and balanced completely ignored the highly subjective and politicized implication of the phrase fair and balanced. Am I expected to waste time teaching Holocaust denial? She said in that email, which I read a few moments ago. The lecture in the video was given by Ian Biddle Sr., the current political and organizing director for SEIU Local. The context of 2010 was white rage, white people having to pay for health care for blacks and browns and gays, Biddle said on February 25th. She doesn't think she has to be balanced. She thinks it violates her academic freedom to not be one-sided in the classroom. This is just like the crap we shared with you yesterday from the White Privilege Conference. But here's the part that I want to ask you. Do you really think in a public institution, I don't care if it's UW-Whitewater, I don't care if it's UW-Green Bay, I don't care if it's UW-Sheboygan, Marathon County, UW-Milwaukee, UW-Eau Claire, where one and soon two of my children will attend. Do you think there should be a policy for students banning video recording or audio, being banned to video record or audio record in class in a public institution? I am not going to withhold my opinion on this. I believe this policy is wrong, and this policy needs to be banned. I understand, and I'm not even saying I agree with it, but I think in high school, where this is sometimes banned, I understand you're dealing with minors and your rights before you're 18 are somewhat limited. I still don't agree with the bans of video recording teachers who fall asleep or whatever. Kids shouldn't get in trouble for that. This is entirely an effort to protect a public employee. There is no expectation of privacy in a classroom. When I taught, and I taught college on Wisconsin's East Coast from Milwaukee, I taught in Milwaukee, Sheboygan, Manitowoc, and finally Green Bay. I never had a problem with any public record of what I did. Some students recorded things they never asked. I didn't care. The classroom should not be a protection zone of indoctrination for professors. What possible logical reason is there for you are paying for this? It is subsidized by public dollars. You are paying tens of thousands of dollars in tuition. Why shouldn't your child be able to record what goes on in a classroom? I mean, we did it all the time. I realized I would never go back and listen to them, so I didn't record it. But when it was just the small cassette recording, when I was back in the Flintstone days of college, Jason, was that common when you were in college? And that was Whitewater. Do you remember, and now it's a long time ago, but do you remember anyone asking permission? It was just accepted. They're public employees. A classroom is a public place. I think there is no expectation of privacy. I believe the state legislature should move to ban these policies on UW campus. Nate, give me one coherent reason why you shouldn't be able to record in a public classroom. Again, I think you should be able to do it even in K-12, to be honest, but I understand that teachers should reserve the right because you're dealing with kids and it would run into issues. These are adults. Either they're taking out loans or their parents are taking out loans or writing checks. As a public institution, with which Whitewater is and Eau Claire is, where my kids are going, I think they have the right, or should, to record a product for which they are paying. And this is such an obvious, blatant attempt to protect liberal professors who proselytize in the classroom. Do you agree or disagree with me? What possible, because I mean this quite sincerely, what on what possible grounds could you agree with what I just said? I would love to be enlightened on that. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 946.
The Jerry Bader Show.